Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name's Siobhan, and I'm sitting here with Mike, and we're traveling to Xi'an. Yesterday, we went all around the city. We saw some beautiful drums. We saw gorgeous kites. Mike, how did you feel getting to read yesterday's article again and traveling there in your mind?
Well, it's incredible the way it takes me back to my experiences there. I'm sure for the listeners at home who are looking at it in their magazines and looking at all the photographs that we have there, they can get a sense of the incredible experience and how beautiful everything was. It really is a treat for me to be able to live all these experiences through again.
Definitely. It sounds amazing, and I'm so glad that we get to go through another day with you and get to learn a little bit more about the city and the people and, of course, one of my favorite things, the food. All right, listeners, open up your magazines. We're traveling to Xi'an. Let's get ready to read the first part of today's article. Suddenly, I heard a mass of voices. Walking to the other side of the tower, I was surprised at the scene I saw below me. I stood looking down at a lively market. Stalls selling everything from dried fruit to live birds stretched as far as the eye could see. Old men in white caps with long gray beards were cooking meat on sticks over traditional barbecues. Their younger relatives moved noisily through the crowds, shouting and clapping to bring in more business. The women wore elaborate pink and green scarves over their heads. These were the Hui, the Chinese Muslims. Wow, so we get to meet a few of the people here now, and of course the food. We're jumping right back into a city here. You can imagine the scene in front of you when suddenly you hear a mass of voices.
That's right. You could hear a lot of voices together. And so I walked to the other side of the tower, walked around, and I was surprised at the scene I saw below me. So I'm standing up at the tower, I'm looking down at this scene, and it's very surprising to me.
Well, what did you see? You said you saw a lively market below.
That's right. I was overlooking a lively market. So if you look at that word and break it down, overlooking, I'm looking and I'm standing over it. I'm higher up, so I'm overlooking it.
Okay, so you're looking down and this market is alive. It looks like there's just everything happening. It's hustling and bustling, and stalls start selling everything from dried fruit to live birds stretched as far as the eye could see. So how does this compare with like a Taiwanese night market? You have these stalls, like people who just set up on the street selling things, but they're not just selling food, they're selling birds and fruit, and it's as far as the eye can see. So as far as you can look, you see people selling.
That's right, and it is similar to a Taiwanese market, what you might find in Shida or any of the other night markets in Taiwan, but it was much more crowded, and the style of the things that people were selling was very different, because the night markets here, you have clothes, maybe, you know, some kind of tea or maybe fruit. But here it was much more different. There was a lot of barbecues, and of course it was much more Muslim-themed and Middle Eastern-oriented.
Yeah, so you have these old men who are wearing white caps, which is just a kind of hat, and long gray beards, and they're cooking meat on sticks over traditional barbecue. Well, that sounds, you know, something delicious. They're just frying up some meat, having a good time.
That's right, and the white caps are how you know that they're Muslims. Muslims are required by their faith to wear a white cap at all times when they're outdoors.
Okay, so now we have the old men and their younger relatives moving noisily through the crowds, shouting and clapping to bring in more business. Well, that sounds kind of funny. I can imagine these people just saying, "Hey, come over here, buy my stuff, buy what I'm selling, buy, buy, buy." But it would probably be in Chinese, right?
That's right. And they're also saying barbecue, barbecue. They seem to know that word in English. And when they saw us, they would say, "Barbecue, come." So, of course, these old men in their white caps, they were the ones in charge. They were the fathers. And so they were the ones cooking the meat. And the younger relatives, maybe their sons or their grandsons, they were the ones trying to hustle people in and shouting and clapping at people to try and bring them in, to bring their business, their money into the restaurants.
Did you try any of the barbecue? Was there a lot of pork and beef and stuff like that?
Well, there wasn't any pork because Muslims, as you know, don't actually eat pork. And these were the Hui. They were Chinese Muslims. But I did get to have a great big plate of this food, and we're going to get to that in the next paragraph.
Well, let's talk about the women first. And you say they wore elaborate pink and green headscarves over their heads. I know that if something is elaborate, it means that it's really, there's a lot going on. It's really active and lively and festive. So you have these women in these hats. What did you think when you saw them?
Well, again, that's another thing that's very typically Muslim. This scarf around the head is another thing that's very distinct about Muslim culture. But, of course, these women wanted to wear very elaborate pink and green, very beautiful headscarves. So they wanted to express themselves through the scarves that they were wearing.
And these are the traditional Chinese Muslims. I don't really know anything about them. Can you just briefly tell me something about their history?
Well, as you know, Xi'an is actually on the Silk Road, the road on which silk was traded between the Middle East, the more traditionally Muslim areas of the world, and Beijing and the eastern parts of China where the silk was produced. So a lot of these traders would come from the Middle East, and they would make stops along the way. So over the years, a Muslim community was built up there out of these traders that moved along, and maybe they would meet Chinese girls and marry them and settle down in Xi'an.
I guess that's how these things happen. All right, listeners, if you're a little bit confused, it's time now for some Chinese explanations.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 我们昨天跟着 Mike 游览到西安的 Drum Tower. Mike 说呢, suddenly I heard a mass of voices. 听到声音之后呢, walking to the other side of the tower, I was surprised at the scene I saw below. Be surprised at 后面要接名词作为介系词 at 的受词. Be surprised at 就是对什么感到惊讶。 走到塔的另外一边呢，他对他所看到的这个 scene 景象感到很惊讶。这个景象呢是 I saw below， 因为他在塔上，所以是从塔上从高处往下看，看到的呢是一个非常热闹的市场。 麦形容呢 ，stalls stretch as far as the eye could see. Stalls 呢就指的是摊贩，后面有一个分词片语在形容这些摊贩他所卖的东西，从 dry fruit 呢一直到 live birds， 而这些摊贩呢 stretch 也就是延伸延长，一个接着一个的 ，as far as the eye could see， 说明你一眼望过去呢都望不尽，表示有非常多的摊位。 再加上西安这个城市 is on the Silk Road， 它是位在丝路之上，可以连接中东的回教国家，因此这个地方呢可以看到很多的回教文化。就像下面我们要介绍的 Old Man 后面有两个片语在形容它，一个是 in white caps， 另外一个是 with long gray beards， 这些都是回教男人他们的打扮。那么这些老人呢 were cooking meat on sticks。 Over traditional barbecues， 这个地方呢卖烧烤的东西非常的多。至于年轻的一代呢 ，move noisily through the crowds， 后面呢又是一个分词片语来形容这些年轻人 ，shouting and clapping to bring in more business。 这里的 bring in 呢就是招揽更多的生意。 至于女孩子呢，她们头上一定要戴这个 head scarf， 也就是头巾。The women wore elaborate pink and green scarves over their heads， 说明把她们的头呢紧紧的包住。It's
time now for a short break, but when we come back, more of Cultures Connect in Xi'an. Welcome back, listeners. We're still in Xi'an. My name's Siobhan, and I'm here with Mike, and we're traveling all around, and it's time to read the second paragraph.
Walking down and into the streets, I stopped at one of the open-air restaurants. I was given a plate heaped with freshly smoked meat. The food was simple, but delicious. The tender and heavily spiced beef was served on a piece of thick, flat bread. It was a taste of Arabia in the heart of China.
Well, Mike, this is definitely one of my favorite parts of traveling, is getting to see different parts of the world and getting to eat their food. So you're walking down and into the streets, and you stop at one of the open-air restaurants. I just have to assume that means it's outside.
That's right. It's open to the air. That means there's no roof. The food was being cooked sort of under these covers, but you're just sitting on tables just out in the air. Really, it's just like having a picnic.
Yeah, and so you're handed this plate, and it's heaped with freshly smoked meat. The word heap, well, it just means like a big pile of food. When I hear heap, I definitely think big.
That's right. A heap is a big pile of something. But in this case, it's being used not as a noun, but as a verb, because to heap something means to make a big pile. So they made a huge pile of freshly smoked meat on my plate, and that's why I'm saying it was heaped on there. And of course, when I say that the meat was smoked, I don't mean it was smoked in the way that you smoke a cigarette. What they did do was they cooked the meat by exposing it to very hot smoke. So we say it is smoked meat.
Okay, well, you say here the food was simple, so there's nothing really special about it. It's not fancy, it's not like French cooking with tons of sauces, but it's delicious. You said the tender and heavily spiced beef was served on a piece of thick flat bread. So when the food was given to you, this smoked meat, when it was served to you, it was on a huge thick piece of bread. It sounds delicious.
That's right. Well, the meat was very tender and it was very heavily spiced. Now, of course, if something's tender, that means you can bite into it very easily. It's not tough. It's not hard. It melts in your mouth. And it was heavily spiced. It was very spicy. They used a lot of hot spices. It's important to remember that Xi'an is a more southern part of China, so they do get very hot in the summer, and they use a lot of spices, as most hot places do.
You say here that it's a taste of Arabia in the heart of China. So do you mean you're taking a bite of the heart of China and tasting Arabia?
Well, I couldn't actually take a bite out of any of these countries or any of these places, but what I mean is the food gives you a sense of a lot of these countries. And in China, you're used to a different kind of food, maybe lots of noodles, the things you traditionally associate with Chinese food. But this, with the thick, flat breads and the smoked meats, it's much more of an Arabian style of food. So you're eating in China, but you're tasting the kind of things you would taste in Arabia.
Yeah, English writing does this a lot, but it just gives the whole article a really nice feeling and makes it a lot more fun to read. Okay, listeners, it's time now for some Chinese explanations.
Walking down and into the streets 同样是一个现在分词片语，修饰句子的主词 I， 因为 Mike 呢主动的走到街上。 I stopped at one of the open air restaurants， 因为餐厅是露天的，所以我们用 open air 来形容，他在一家露天的餐厅前停了下来。 I was given a plate， 这句话用的是被动语态，也就是呢餐厅有人，可能是服务生，递给 Mike 一盘东西。这个 plate 后面呢有一个过去分词片语形容这个盘子里头 heaped with freshly smoked meat。 heap 当动词来用呢就是堆，也就是 to make a big pile， 堆起来。那么名词呢 ,heap 的意思是 a big pile of, 也就是一堆东西，盘子里头堆满的是刚刚熏出来的肉。回教徒呢他们是不吃 pork, 也就是猪肉的，所以多半的食物呢都是牛肉。The tender and heavily spiced beef, 吃的时候呢这个 beef was served on a piece of thick flat bread, 牛肉呢是放在一块厚厚的面包上的。那么对 Mike 而言 ,it was a taste, 这里的 taste 呢我们可以解释成为是一种体验，什么样的体验呢 ?of Arabian in the heart of China。
Okay, well now, listeners, we're going to move on into the third paragraph, but before we do that, we have to read it first. Moving on, I came to a great building in the center of the market. This was Xi'an's famous mosque, a beautiful blend of Asian and Islamic building styles.The building itself was red and its roof was covered with green tiles in the classical Chinese style. Around the walls, elegant Chinese calligraphy contrasted with the flowing Arabic script. The mosque was surrounded by a lush green garden. Local men moved through the trees holding prayer beads, sometimes stopping to feed the birds. Away from the crowded market, I had found an oasis of complete spiritual peace. Okay, Mike, well, your article is sort of shifting gears here and changing a little bit. We're going to talk about moving on. You came to this great building in the center of the market. So now we're sort of moving on in your story as well, changing a little bit the whole idea here, and you're going to enter a famous mosque.
That's right, a beautiful mosque. Xi'an's actually very famous for this mosque because it's originally over 1,000 years old.
It says here that it's a beautiful blend of Asian and Islamic building styles. Well, I know that if you blend some things together, like maybe if I'm making dinner or making cookies or something and I have to blend the flour and the chocolate chips and the butter and the milk, I just mix them together. So what we have here are two cultures, the Asian and Islamic cultures. You're blending them together to come up with this beautiful mosque. Hey, I guess that's why the name of today's article is Cultures Connect.
Well, that's right. The key thing about Xi'an is that you do see these other cultures colliding with China, mixing with Chinese culture. And you see it in the food, you see it in the buildings, and it's really interesting to see the way they connect, the way they come together. The building itself is red, and its roof was covered with green tiles in the classical Chinese style. So, of course, we have a mosque, we have an Islamic temple, a holy place for Islam, and something that's always built in a Muslim style. But here we have a red building with green tiles, which is a very Chinese type of architecture. So it's red and it's green, and it's really built in a classical Chinese style, even though it's a mosque.
You say here that around the walls, elegant Chinese calligraphy contrasted with the flowing Arabic script. So I see not only do you have this building style, but now you also have the writings of these two cultures placed all around the walls.
That's right, and they're not blending as much because it's not like the Muslim writing is being written in a Chinese way. The Muslim writing is still very Muslim. The Arabic writing is Arabic and the Chinese writing is Chinese, but they're different styles and they are still coming together. You can see them next to each other and you can see the differences between them, which is why we say that they contrasted with each other. One contrasts with the other because they're close together and you can see how they're different. In this case, Chinese calligraphy is written in a very elegant type of way. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. And then you have the Arabic script, which is a more flowing, a connected type of writing.
Definitely. I know that Arabic writing and Chinese writing are both so beautiful. And flowing is a great word to describe it because we often use the word flowing to describe water. And all the writing is together. It's really beautiful. And I can see how they would contrast each other, really show the differences between the two. Well, now we're sort of talking about the outside of the mosque, and the mosque was surrounded by lush green garden. If something is surrounded, it means there's stuff all around it. So I know that when I'm sitting in my room laying on my bed, I'm surrounded by books. I'm constantly reading 5 or 6 different books at any given time, and that's what I would be surrounded by.
Of course, but in this case, the mosque is surrounded by these lush, these very thick, very beautiful green gardens. So if you can imagine this beautiful building there and the gardens all around it. Now, local men were moving through the trees. Of course, there are trees because it's a garden. They're holding prayer beads, and of course, we know that it's a mosque, so it's a religious place as well as a natural place. So you have these local men moving around. They're stopping and they're feeding the birds. It's a very peaceful, very beautiful scene.
Yeah, so you leave this crowded market and you find an oasis of complete spiritual peace. An oasis is a special place that's in the desert where, well, the desert, it's all sand, there's no water anywhere. An oasis is just a one spot where there's a little bit of water. And so if you find it, it's going to be incredibly beautiful because, well, you're in the middle of the desert and you find this place of complete spiritual peace. So you're contrasting the crowded market with this great Chinese mosque, and you find a place where you feel centered and you probably feel amazing.
That's right. It's a beautiful place to be. It's very relaxing to be there after pushing your way through the market and having people yelling at you to buy things and to eat things and to do things. It's nice to be in this spiritual place, this religious place, away from all the anger and all the anxiety and all the hustle and bustle, and into a place where people just walk and pray and feed the birds, and they're more concerned with natural and spiritual things than business and making money.
Ah, well, Mike, that sounds so nice. Okay, I'm going to think about that while we go into some Chinese explanations.
Move on 呢就是往前走，我们跟着 Mike 继续走呢。I came to a great building. 那么这个建筑物呢，后面告诉我们在什么地方 ？In the center of the market， 在市场的中心。This was Xi'an's famous mosque， 也就是西安最著名的清真寺。清真寺的后面有一个名词片语，跟它是同位语的关系。片语中用到 blend 这个字当名词来用，也就是混合。因为这个清真寺它混合的建筑风格呢，包括亚洲的以及伊斯兰教的。 The building itself was red and its roof was covered with green tiles in the classical Chinese style. 我们可以看到建筑物呢，它的颜色还有屋顶呢，都是 classical Chinese style. 可是 around the wallsElegant Chinese calligraphy contrasted with the flowing Arabic script. 这句话的动词呢是 contrast, A contrast with B, 也就是 A 跟 B 呢形成对比。因为中国字呢是一个一个独立分开的，而至于阿拉伯文呢它是连在一起的，所以我们用这个 flowing 来形容 Arabic script。这些文字呢形成一个非常强烈的对比，差异非常的明显。The mosque was surrounded by a lush green garden. Be surrounded by 就是被什么所环绕。清真寺的四周呢，绿意盎然，非常的宁静。最后一句话 ，Mike 提到 ，Away from the crowded market, I have found an oasis of complete spiritual peace. 远离了吵杂的市场 ，Mike 觉得呢，他发现了一片绿洲。Oasis 后面呢有一个介系词片语说明，这个绿洲呢带给他的是 complete spiritual peace， 给他一种彻底心灵上的宁静。
Okay, well, Mike and I are sitting here finding our oasis of spiritual peace in this recording room. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, more Cultures Connect in Xi'an.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about Xi'an, and we're talking about the Muslim community there. So this article starts off with me looking down on this very lively market. There's stalls selling fruit and birds, and you have old men with long beards cooking meat on these old barbecues, and their younger relatives, their sons and grandsons, are moving through the crowd and trying to push and clap and make people go into their shops to try and make more money for their family.And the women are there serving the food, and they're wearing these very beautiful pink and green headscarves on their head. It's a very busy scene, but a very beautiful scene, too. And we find out that these are Hui, who are ethnic Chinese Muslims. Now, I eat some of this delicious food, this freshly smoked meat, and it's simple, but it's delicious. And it's heavily spiced beef and thick, flat bread, and it's Arabic-style food, even though I'm in China. And then I end up going to this beautiful mosque, which is in the center of the market, and I think about the differences between the Chinese culture and the Arabic culture, and how they come together in this mosque. And of course, the mosque is a place of great religious and spiritual peace, where there's gardens and birds, and it's a nice place to be, an oasis of peace, away from all the yelling and the shouting and the pushing of the market.
Okay, Mike, well, thanks for that and that little trip through Xi'an again. It's time now to read today's article one more time. Suddenly, I heard a mass of voices. Walking to the other side of the tower, I was surprised at the scene I saw below me. I stood looking down at a lively market.Stalls selling everything from dried fruit to live birds stretched as far as the eye could see. Old men in white caps with long gray beards were cooking meat on sticks over traditional barbecues. Their younger relatives moved noisily through the crowds, shouting and clapping to bring in more business. The women wore elaborate pink and green scarves over their heads. These were the Hui, the Chinese Muslims.
Walking down and into the streets, I stopped at one of the open-air restaurants. I was given a plate heaped with freshly smoked meat. The food was simple, but delicious. The tender and heavily spiced beef was served on a piece of thick, flat bread. It was a taste of Arabia in the heart of China.
Moving on, I came to a great building in the center of the market. This was Xi'an's famous mosque, a beautiful blend of Asian and Islamic building styles. The building itself was red and its roof was covered with green tiles in the classical Chinese style. Around the walls, elegant Chinese calligraphy contrasted with the flowing Arabic script. The mosque was surrounded by a lush green garden. Local men moved through the trees holding prayer wreaths, sometimes stopping to feed the birds. Away from the crowded market, I had found an oasis of complete spiritual peace. Now it's time for today's vocabulary. Clap. The crowd started clapping after the president gave his speech.
Heap. The table was heaped with a wide array of dishes.
Wow, this is another one of those strange ones where we have a verb, a noun, and a phrase. Maybe I'll say something like, oh, I had a heap of spaghetti on my plate. I reached for more, but Mike grabbed it first and heaped it all upon me. I looked at the heap down in front of me and said, oh my gosh, I'll never get this heap into my stomach.
That's right, and you got very angry with me when I took all that spaghetti, so I was in a heap of trouble.
Definitely, that's a fun way to use it too, because it's just like somebody hands you a pile of trouble. Tender. The cooked meat was tender enough to cut with a fork.
Blend. This city features a blend of cultures from all over the world.
Wow, so you're actually blending these cultures together. Contrast with. The loud music upstairs contrasted with the calm music in my room.
And of course, that's a verb to contrast, but it can also be a noun. The contrast, the difference between two things. There's a contrast between the two styles. Surround. With rush hour coming, I was suddenly surrounded by traffic.
Wow, that definitely happens a lot, especially in Taiwan. If you have traffic all around you and covering you, you can say, they're surrounding me. Or you can refer to all the people that are already around you and say, wow, my surroundings are weird. Why are all these people here? Oasis. A small town lies around the oasis in the desert. Okay, now it's time for our sentence for you, and it's move on.
Should we eat here?
No, let's move on and find another restaurant. Well, speaking of moving on, it's time for us to get out of here. Hopefully you'll join us tomorrow when we conclude the article on Xi'an. Until then, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Mike.
See you in Xi'an.